Hi, I'm Paul Hammer, and welcome to this Belinda Audiobooks production of You Can Sell It. Congratulations, you're about to take your sales performance to the next level. How can I be so sure? Well, simple, because the techniques in this book are used every day by successful sales professionals the world over. These are people who not only reach their sales targets every month, but blow them apart. What I hope to achieve is to provide an Australian perspective for you. Now, while we might like American movies and TV shows, sometimes, Australians don't warm to the pushy style of sales techniques that are everywhere in the good old USA. Australians are not as upfront when it comes to buying things, and more than anything, dislike the hype that some salespeople carry on with. Usually, those salespeople use that style of selling because they've been trained by American sales trainers. Now, I'm not having a go at American sales trainers, it's just that Australians are different. We watch the nightly news at 6 p.m, Americans watch it at 9 p.m. We drive on the left side of the road and they drive on the right. We sit on the right-hand side of the car, they sit on the left. Now, we all still get to the same destination, but here in Oz, we like to do things differently. To be pushy or not to be pushy? That is the question. If there's one thing that really differentiates Australians from people of other cultures, it's how they view aggressive salespeople. In Asia and America, most people think a salesperson is really hot when they aggressively seek to make a sale. In my previous life in the travel industry, one of the tough parts of my job was to escort Australian travel agents overseas on familiarisation trips, or FAMILs in the industry lingo. These trips were designed to allow travel agents to see, firsthand, the hotels, sights and sounds of a particular destination. As part of the itinerary, I would always include the particular city tour their clients would take if they chose to send them on one of our Qantas holidays.